You are now a member of God's family. This family is made up of everyone who has received Christ as his Savior in the past, the present, and those who will be born again into his family in the future. Don't ever forget the details of your experience in coming to Christ to acknowledge him as your Savior and Lord. This is such an important event in your life that all the details concerning it should be committed to memory. The place where it happened, the persons involved, and even the feelings and reactions he had. The Apostle Paul recounts the details of his salvation experience many times. You too will be called upon to recount the events of your salvation, to tell others of what has taken place in your life. This is called your testimony. As you think of your testimony, it's good to make sure that everything has been included in your salvation experience that God, through his word, the Bible, says should be included. Like the housewife preparing a cake batter, checks to make sure the eggs and seasonings and everything that should be in the batter is there, you need to make sure you have followed the recipe for salvation mentioned in the Bible. Did you come to Jesus with the acknowledgement that you are a sinner? The Bible distinctly tells us that we are all sinners. In Romans 3:23 it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And only by acknowledging this do we have the right to salvation. For in Luke 19:10 we read that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That is, lost in sin. Not until one comes to the true realization of his spiritual plight before God, that he is undone and in need of a Savior to lift him from spiritual dilemmas, is he ready to be saved from his sins through Christ's death on the cross in his place. In this connection, consider the following scripture. If you will, you can look in your Bibles, Luke chapter 5, verse 21. Luke chapter 5, verse 21. It's important that you read each of these scriptures for yourself, but I'll try to read several of them for you. In Luke chapter 5, verse 31, it says, "And Jesus answering said unto them, that they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Luke chapter 5, verses 31 and 32. Also, if you look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. It's taking just a second to get there, but it says there, Paul speaking, "This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Did you come to him in genuine repentance? To repent means to have a change of heart. This involves a godly sorrow for the sins of one's past life, and a desire for a turnabout face to take place, that is to do 180. Now, there must be repentance before one can properly call upon the Savior for salvation. One must be like the publican in the Bible who asked that God be merciful to him as he was a sinner. Why is repentance so important? It is of the commandment of God's word. Relating to this subject, we can read the following scriptures. In Mark chapter 1, verse 14. Mark chapter 1, verse 14. "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God." Notice verse 15, "and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Also in that connection, you could read Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. I tell ye nay, but except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. Also look at Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and Acts chapter 17, verse 30. As you call upon the Savior for salvation, did you commit your life, your will, your future, and your complete personality to Him? The Bible says that we are to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will be saved. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. The word believe, however, in this connection, suggests the idea of believing to the extent to complete committal of one's life or oneself to that belief. You must be mindful of the price that was paid for your redemption in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, and then you will realize that any commitment will seem small in the light of that which He has done for you. Let's take a look there at 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We are saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. It is a small price for us to pay to give our life, our whole being to Him. Your assurance of salvation is so very important. These three ingredients of God's recipe for salvation being present in your salvation experience, there is one truth which you must have settled in your mind. Christ has bought your salvation for you. He has given it to you, and you have placed your trust in Him and received it by faith. Therefore, you are saved. You are saved right now. You are saved for all eternity to come. Now, many people, after receiving Christ, still do not have the assurance of their salvation. Their lives lack spiritual progression. Rather than consider their future with God, their minds are still clouded with the past without God. It is a necessity, therefore, that you have this assurance of a present salvation. Where do you get this assurance? Well, of course, from the Word of God. Now, you will not have assurance if you live in your past life. It is a sin to keep bringing up the sins of your life which took place before you repented and received Christ as your Savior. When you repented, God forgave you of every sin. If you are still wondering about this, in essence, what you're saying is that you doubt God's ability to furnish a complete forgiveness. The Bible tells us that God forgives all sins, all our sins, no matter how great they are or may seem to us or to society. Forget the past. It is all under the atoning blood of Christ, which washed you from all your sins and has made your heart clean. Consider these scriptures. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. And I'll read just a few of these. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. It would be good to commit some of these scriptures to memory. This is a very good one. It talks about our sin in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And if we would look again in John chapter 1, verse 29, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, John the Baptist seeing him, he declares these words in John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He taketh away the sins of the world. And then also John 8:11, and then again in Revelation 1:5. Revelation 1:5. You will not receive assurance if you wonder whether or not God received you. If you came to him with a heart of repentance and faith, he did receive you. You can depend on that. You need never doubt that you belong to him. You need only take his word as your promise that he did receive you to himself. You might read John chapter 6, verse 37. All that the Father giveth him, he will in no wise cast out. You will not have assurance if you base your salvation on feeling or emotion. Salvation is based upon faith and trust. Naturally, when you came to the Savior with the desire for him to cleanse and justify you, and you realize the death he had to ascend to in order to effect this justification, there was emotion involved. But this emotion was not necessarily a sign of your salvation. One's feelings change, but faith is unchanging. Therefore, never base your salvation upon your mental condition, but strictly upon faith. In the light of this statement, consider Ephesians 2, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. And I'll read these verses. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And then in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Romans 5, 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You will have assurance if you realize that your eternal life began the moment you believed and put your trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John chapter 5, verse 24. Notice this, what it says, hath everlasting life, and is passed from death unto life. Jesus Christ didn't leave us, or did not leave us, to wonder whether or not our faith was strong enough to last. He said, of those that would put their trust in him, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John chapter 10, verse 27 and 28. See also 1 John 5:13. How thankful we can be that our salvation rests securely in the hands of the Almighty God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I have included a written assignment. You need to complete that and turn that in to me as soon as you complete it, after you've heard this. So you can listen to this recording over and over again, and you can save it, or whatever you need to do. But I just congratulate you on your decision for receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior.